I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Local missionaries are working hard to meet physical and spiritual needs in the Philippines. For the latest update from Christian Aid Mission, we turn to MNN's Katie Harth.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit the Philippines and everything shut down, Bible studies in remote villages had to stop. Today, believers are back in action. A leader we'll call Justin travels to remote villages to introduce the gospel. He says lives are changing as people study God's word and place their faith in Jesus. Even non-believers are taking notice. When Justin shows up to hand out relief supplies or do other activities, non-believers are the first to help. Pray the Holy Spirit will lead these individuals to Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And Christmas, even if it's different compared to previous years, couldn't come at a better time. Jess Kogelschatz with Keys for Kids Ministry says 2020 was a challenging year, especially for little ones.
The biggest thing that we have seen since COVID-19 has hit is that there's just a lot more fear and anxiety, even amongst Christians. People are really seeking truth right now. We've seen a 300% increase in requests for our materials.
Among other things, Keys for Kids makes two daily devotionals, one for kids, one for teens. Both point young people and their families to Jesus. And a new resource helps parents keep their kids focused on Christ as the countdown to Christmas continues. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.